Okay, good afternoon. It's only a couple of hours until the Olympic torch relay comes through Morningside and Brunsfield in Edinburgh. This is David Jarman with Citizen Relay, and I am here with Newton. Now, Newton, if you could please introduce yourself and what you're here to do and celebrate.
Oh, hello everybody. This is Newton Bala. I'm from India basically, but right now I'm running a small cafe at Brunsfield Place, and actually, I'm pretty much excited. You can just hear my voice, how excited I am about this, you know, the torch thing. And I have just prepared so many things to welcome, you know, as much as, you know, overwhelmingly I can do. So I have just done some pattern on the floor saying peace. That's my, you know, intention. I made some really nice poster about, you know, the Olympics, where I just wanted there should be only love and peace, that's all. And the trust, like, you know, as you can see my posters, there is a five heart, you know, the subcontinent. There should be only the love and peace. Actually, there is a little bit missing part, you know, which I supposed to do, but lack of time, you know.
So if I quickly describe what we've got message written, painted onto the pavement in front of the cafe, is five rings in an upside down Olympic ring style, and within the rings P-E-A-C-E, spelling peace. It's also designed to look like a dragon, is that correct?
Yeah.
With a head at one end?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's also a big fabric poster which has a saltire, Scottish saltire, and on top of that,
it's very important. You know, that's written in Hindi. That's my language. It's called Shanti. Shanti means peace, okay?
Okay.
That's the first and foremost my, you know, intention to just give the message to the world about peace. And secondly, my love for the Scotland. I'm just completely in love with Scotland. So that you can see the purple color, that's from coming from the, you know, the flower, tissues, you know. That's the top part of that one. So I'm trying to, you know, incorporate the resemblance and the symbol of Scotland, you know, so it's there, and I wanted to see my masses as well, and the heart shape, as you can understand, you know.
So yes, we have on top of the saltire five hearts. They're in Olympic colors, replacing the Olympic rings. This banner is 10 foot high and 5 foot wide. Love and peace, Edinburgh 2012. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and all the base should be with the love, peace, harmony, trust, faith, you know. That's the pilaster I want for any relation, any kind of, you know, if there is anything happening around the world, in any continent, I want that love, peace, faith, unity, integrity, you know.
So the Olympics is a chance to spread this message?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because it's a big, big platform where you can see, meet people, you know, people coming from around the world.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest place where you can spread this, you know, word of love, harmony, peace, unity, integrity.
But the Olympics are 400 miles away, so how do we get the energy of the Olympics here in Brunsfield?
Oh, my God, when they will come, I think that's going to be a crazy, honestly. I cannot tell you how much I'm thrilled about that feeling, because it's a historical moment.
Absolutely.
And I'm a little bit pissed off as well,
I will say,
honestly, because the people are not so, you know, excited about it.
They're not quite psyched up. Right, okay.
Yeah.
But you've been given some flags from the Coca-Cola people, so you can give them out to the people.
Yes, my message is nothing to do with the Coca-Cola.
Nope.
My message is only to celebrate, enjoy, and have fun. That's the thing. They give me that one because it's easy, handy, so I'm using it. That's all, but nothing to do with the Coca-Cola.
No, okay.
Okay.
Well, this is fantastic. So we've got about 2 hours to come now until the torch is here.
Uh-huh.
But you're here every day, is that right?
Oh, yeah, every day. Try to be, but someday, I'm a human, you know?
All right, okay. Well, you keep putting up the posters and people will keep coming, I'm sure.
You see? You know, if you spread the word about this tiny little place, that's going to be more helpful, I think.
No, I couldn't agree more. Well, we're going to finish the interview now, and I'll take some pictures of your posters. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Most welcome. It's really nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.